from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Watch this.
All right, let's do lunchtime confessions.
Let's do lunchtime confessions.
What do you got?
All right, so I don't know how many of our listeners experienced the blue screen of death, as it has been called today, mostly this morning and overnight. So Microsoft users around the world, and I'm talking airlines. Boy, I showed you some pictures in the in the last break.
Good thing that ain't me.
Southwest. Oh my God, it's awful. Southwest, United, American, KLM, major airlines just completely shut down today. I don't know where it is right now in terms of getting people back up, but I guarantee you that's still a lot of people waiting. Sports Center was off the air today. This morning, they were playing something else because Microsoft user. I guess it was cybersecurity. They're saying it wasn't a cybersecurity problem, but there was widespread tech outages. This is, to me, the confession is, this is the scariest thing we have in our lives right now. Not for life and death. I mean, I guess conceivably it could be.
If you're on a plane when it goes.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Conceivably it could be. But just for every single day this could happen, whether it's a cyber attack, a technology break, whatever, like literally every day of our lives, this could happen. This was mass. This was worldwide. And I don't know if you were affected by it. I was not, fortunately, even though I just bought a Microsoft computer. Like, this was the second day I've been using it. But that to me is just a terrifying thing. It's like Y2K. It's everything we expected Y2K to be happen today.
Yeah, so much of our lives is controlled online. And when that goes down, just like everything, you know, you just lose everything.
Everything.
That is a big fear, like, somebody hacks into the banking system.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't have much, but, you know, they could take out.
I think you're doing better than you're letting on.
Not really. I'll have an extra $20 once Martín Maldonado finishes the season.
I will have an extra $20. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So I love Patrick Creighton,
mm-hmm.
co-host of Area 45 on Sports Radio 610. His promotion, the promo that they're running for the Big Orange Machine podcast with him and Tyler
makes
Miller.
You laugh every time.
Oh, every single time. Every time Patrick is just so enraged at the first baseman situation with the Astros. I can't stop laughing. I love it. Patrick, I love you, man.
Go ahead, Figgy.
So I went out to training camp today, and it was good to see everybody out there. I got out there a little early, but I almost didn't make it, man. I was really debating on just staying home or getting to the station early.
Yeah.
With my little setup at my desk and just playing college football 2K25, man. I almost ditched y'all, man. And that this ain't even the worst part. The worst part is I was still considering bringing my iPad up here and just playing the game during the show. Like, yeah. I would have been playing right now while y'all doing the show and not really paying attention to y'all.
Hey, I'm glad you didn't.
I was really...
Now, that's a confession.
Yeah, I was really thinking about doing that because since y'all out there, ain't nobody in the studio.
You got free reign.
Yeah, I was going to get the iPad and just play the game while y'all yap it up about training camp and not really...
Yap it up? This is important stuff, man.
Hey, man. Hey, college football 2K25. That's a little that's more important right
stuff.
Now,
that's
man.
That's important stuff.
Yeah.
So it's out. It's blowing and going. And
It's officially out now because a lot of people had the early access. I'm a little broke, so I got the standard version, so I had to wait till today to get it. But man, it's officially out, man.
Good deal.
Are you doing Dynasty mode?
Yeah, I'm going to do Dynasty mode, yeah.
Which team?
I'm debating on... I'm not getting Ohio State. That's cheating. But I'm debating on getting maybe Kent State. I'm thinking about Toledo.
All right.
Maybe Bowling Green. Somewhere around it. Like a smaller school and try to build them up. Make them a powerhouse.
Well, I know you're going to play this weekend. I need the updates.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing for sure. I'll let y'all know. I'll keep y'all updated on it.
All right.
Watch
this. These are my confessions. You all want to know something sad, something really, really sad. I'm being 100% serious. So I'm driving into the office, over here to the Methodist Training Center today, and I'm coming around on 610, and I see a convoy of utility trucks, probably at least 20. It might have been a lot more than that. At least 20 utility trucks going in the opposite direction that I'm going. And my first thought was not, oh, cool, it's finally over. Oh, neat, you know, these guys got the job done. My first thought, Adam, was, I guess I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah.
I'll see you soon. I mean, it's incredibly sad. Like, we are here, Figgy, we are here, and I'm like, these guys did God's work, man, and they got all these places back. I know it took a while. It wasn't their fault. It was Centerpoint's fault. Centerpointless, as Mattress Mike would say. And I'm like, hey, good job. No, I was like, okay, I guess we'll see you guys pretty soon.
I mean, I just now got power back.
You got yours today.
So what happened with me was, and I've got like PTSD with this now, just because I lost power to everybody else during the storm, and then I got it back pretty quick after. Yeah. You know, it was that, like, I think I was without for maybe 36 hours, had it up until Saturday morning. Saturday morning, wake up, nothing. Okay, you know, whatever. I don't have it nearly as bad as a lot of other people do.
Yeah.
It came back on Wednesday. I get a call. So finally, they were saying to me, it's probably not going to be until Friday. I get it back Wednesday. Okay, I get a call at 4:06 saying that my residence has been energized.
Oh, God.
At 4:11, I get a call. We are now hearing reports of an outage at your residence.
My bad.
Then at 5:02, power's back. So, and then 3 hours later, power's off again.
Oh,
and then it finally came back on today. So I'm just like wondering, okay, power's back on. Is it safe for me to like go buy food, or am I going to have to like get rid of all? Am I going to go spend a bunch of money on food and then have to throw it away? You know, a few days later, it's not enjoyable.
Unbelievable. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So you know, I'm pretty laid back.
You are
pretty stress free.
I can vouch
how I live. The one time I ever get stressed out over anything is if I have to write something for the AP.
And I
had to do that yesterday. Christy Reakin, who's the AP sports writer for Houston, she's gone. She's covering the Olympics. So she's in Paris right now.
So you're going to have to do it for a while.
No, it's basically going to be very rare.
Yeah.
So, but they needed something on the opening day of training camp to write about the expectations. And I was just like stressed out about it all
AP
week.
Style book, baby.
Yeah, but it was like the whole week I'm stressed out about it. And then you finally get it done. It's like, okay, thank God. It's just such a nice like relief when you get that over with.
You know, back in the day, you used to have to take an AP style book test. In order to graduate from journalism school. I took an AP style book test, and it's just like the spelling bee. It's like you only remember the word that knocked you out. I took the AP style book test. It was Journalism 400. Shout out to Mr. Bob Rogers and the whole gang over at the A&M Journalism Department back in the day. And you had to get like 80%, 70. I think it was 80. I think it was 80% yet in order to pass that final. The final was just the AP style book. And I got like a 90 whatever. I did well. But the one question that I missed on the AP style book test is the only one I remember. It was a sentence that said something about like Billy and Jill went to Kroger on blah blah. Billy and Jill went to Kroger's for some apples. All right, and you had to edit it up. You had to mark it up. I marked it up. I got it back. It's not Kroger's. It's Kroger. I left the apostrophe S, and I was like, dang it. To this day, every time I walk into a Kroger, I'm like, that damn AP style still got me.
Thank God for editors, because yeah. I'd be lost without them.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Watch this.
So I was talking to Mark and Vandy this morning, actually right when they started their show. They was actually talking to me right at the beginning at 8 o'clock on the show. Mm-hmm. So they mentioned they was talking about my Ohio State sweatshirt I was wearing and all that. And then they mentioned how they'd be up there for a week, pretty much for the Hall of Fame game. And then they'd be practicing up there, practicing that Nick Casario's old high school and all that. And they mentioned to me like, oh yeah, we got to get some cool places to go in Cleveland, because Figgy, he's a Clevelander, so he know all the spots. I'm like, yeah. And once I walked away, I realized, I'm like, damn, I don't know any spots like that no more, man. I've been gone for like 8 years. I don't know what's hot, what's still there, what's not. And it's a whole bunch of different new restaurants people go to. I have no clue. And I know I'm supposed to be going to the Hall of Fame game too, so I'm like, man, I'm going to have to hit some people up to see what some good Cleveland places to go to.
Call your Cleveland people.
Yeah, because I know a couple like hood spots and all that stuff, but I don't, like Vandy mentioned like a sports bar, and I'm like, I don't even know what's
there. Sports bar?
Yeah, like I don't want to take them to a BW3's or Buffalo Wild Wings, but I'm like, man, I don't know what's hot, was hot in Cleveland, anything, man. Yeah, I feel bad.
That's pretty good.
This is reminding me of the Joakim Noah. You think Cleveland is cool? Have you ever heard somebody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation?
I'm going to Cleveland on vacation.
That's what this is reminding me of right now.
Honestly, man, I when he said that, I felt like he was right. I feel like people don't really say, hey, let's take a vacation.
No, he's absolutely right. Yeah. He's absolutely right. But that said, Cleveland is very underrated as a city for fun.
Yeah.
But he was absolutely right. You don't go to Cleveland for vacation.
I know. I mean, yeah.
What do you think? Cabo, Costa Rica, or Cleveland?
Yeah. Like, nobody, the way it sounds, Cleveland.
Yeah, like nobody said that about St. Louis. Who take a vacation to St. Louis?
No, some do because of the arch and all that stuff. But, yeah,
if
mostly
you're,
not.
If you're going to St. Louis to see an arch, then we got some issues here.
People do it.
Well, that's
you know
hey,
it's true.
Let's go on vacation. Let's go to St. Louis. Let's go to Knoxville or something like that. It's like,
let's go see the arch. Okay, I saw the arch 2 hours
now
later.
What?
Okay, now what?
Now what? Where's the beach?
I got three more days.
Where's the beach?
Cardinals game, okay. What after that? All right, coming up next on Sports Radio 610, we will replay the conversation that we had with Tank Dell after day two of training camp, talk to him about where he is health-wise, and also the addition of Stephon Diggs. That's next on In the Loop on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!